Good morning, thanks for watching. Well, it looks like the Australian share market again is set for a positive start to trade with a gain of 56 points or 0.8% at the end of the after-hours session for the SPY futures contract. So that is an interesting setup, and it's worth applying some vigilance to the market again today, because in recent sessions what we have seen is a pretty soft technical picture setting up for the local share market. On recent occasions, we've seen the market open higher with an inability to sustain those levels, and sellers have taken advantage of that, and we've seen the market end lower. So that is something that bears a little bit of scrutiny, so pay attention to that over the course of coming hours. And the gain that we saw for the futures market is very much out of step with the theme that we saw on Wall Street last night, where tech stocks were underperforming, most notably in the early part of the session. A typical response to those rising bond yields. In fact, overnight we saw long-term borrowing costs rise to their highest levels since January of last year. So the sell-off for the bond market in incremental terms is continuing. We saw a 10-year Treasury note yielding just over 1.77% at its peak of the session. Saving the market a little bit was a moderation in those yields. So they actually pulled back a little bit, higher in price, lower in yield. And that actually came to the rescue of the stock market, which was able to consolidate. But having said that, the US indices still ended lower. So just to give you a sense, the S&P 500 finished with a loss of 0.33%. At its worst levels of the session, it was down by about 0.33%. So benefiting from that ebbing in yields. So one of the factors that has been contributing to the rise in US bond yields in recent days is the prospect of the Biden administration unveiling a pretty substantial infrastructure plan. It's suggested that this could be as big as $4 trillion. So under those circumstances, where you've already got pretty substantial cost pressures when it comes to inputs, bearing in mind lumber prices, for example, at the moment, close to $1,000 per contract. This same time last year, they were closer to $250 a contract. So it gives you a sense of where raw material costs have come from, for example, over the course of recent times. So this is what is one of the fundamental issues that is driving interest rate markets higher in yield, notwithstanding the exhortations of central banks around the world that they're going to do everything that they can to keep interest rates as low as possible. It's going to be a pretty challenging conversation for them over the course of the medium term. But elsewhere, the Conference Board measure of consumer confidence, that was encouraging. It hit a 12-month high in the US. In fact, the Eurozone economic sentiment indicator that was released last night was much stronger than expected, and that contributed to the buoyant tone that we saw for European markets in direct contrast to what was happening in the US. So, for example, the DAX last night up quite nicely, up by 1.3% and hitting a record high in the process. So elsewhere, on the local front today, we've got the Aussie dollar pulling back a little bit. It's trading just below 76 US cents. That move higher for bond yields is energizing the US dollar. So that's why we're back to around 75.95 US cents in local terms.